Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the beautiful Feast of the Presentation, the time when Joseph and Mary took their son and brought him to the temple to follow the rites that they were to observe. What a wonderful moment that was. You remember the story of Simeon and Anna, that they had waited for years. They had been told prophetically, they had a sense that they would see the Messiah. And of course, they probably expected a grand and glorious entrance procession. And here in reality was a helpless baby in the arms of two very poor people. How God works, brothers and sisters. So different from our own approach. That's one of the reasons why we need the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, that we might discern what is really going on in the situation. My eyes can tell me one thing. What does the Holy Spirit reveal to me about some working of God, some way in which God is present, God acting? How attentive am I? I could easily be part of those crowds who ignored or who turned away, who might have stopped momentarily listening to the exchange and then went on their way. How many people in the temple realized the momentous event that was occurring right in front of their eyes, but they didn't have the spiritual eyes to see? How many times does that happen to us? Let's take a look at the first reading from the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Thus says the Lord God, lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek. You see this prophecy long before the presentation, long before that. I'm sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek. And the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver. He will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord as in the days of old, as in years gone by. God is looking for our hearts, brothers and sisters. And when he sees that we're willing to give him our hearts, he purifies them. And sometimes people think, well, this isn't what I bargained for. My life was fine until I really started living out my Christian commitment. Persevere through that, because the end result is that God draws himself and draws you closer to himself, and you walk in an intimacy with God. Really. But we've got to be willing to embrace the cross. Christ came. He embraced the cross. We're called to embrace the cross with him. And then we come through all of that, through both the joys and the pain. We come to know him who is with us. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. Psalm 24. Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, ye ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in. Listen to the beauty and the majesty and the power of that. And that's exactly what happened. But how did he come? As a baby. The King of kings and the Lord of lords entered the temple as a baby, and no one knew, because we only see with the eyes of this world. We need eyes of faith and eyes of hope to see what God is doing. In the second reading from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 18, since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who through fear of death have been subject to slavery all their life. Sometimes all we can see is that God is a taskmaster, and if I don't measure up, I'm going to be destroyed. That's how the enemy works in us. When he is the greatest of all lovers, He is the source of all love. And even when his wounded hands touch you and you experience the pain of suffering, he's simply drawing you to himself that he might reveal himself to you. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. We're tested. How many times in your life have you said, "Where is God when I really need him? Where is he? I tried to do everything right, and look what comes upon me, only disaster." Just persevere. I know that's far easier said than done. I know that. But just keep your eyes on him and keep walking. You're going to walk through the circumstances. You're going to leave them behind, and you will know God more deeply in your life. No matter what the trials are, no matter what the difficulties and their effects that come upon us, follow him. Follow him. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Don't sit down and cry. You can cry, but keep going. Keep moving. Keep moving toward Jesus. He will not fail you. And the Gospel of Luke is the story of the presentation. Beautiful story. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. So God had promised him, "You will not die until you have seen the Messiah." So he came in the Spirit into the temple. In other words, the Spirit urged him, "Go now." You know, sometimes it's just a thought in your head. It's not as though God comes down in golden light and music and all that kind of thing and drops a scroll before you. He nudges you. Go here. Go there. You learn to know the voice of the Lord from your own voice after a while. And so Simeon came into the temple at the hour the Spirit told him to. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master." All he did was look at him, and he knew. How did he know that? Because he was a faithful follower of God. And God revealed to him, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword shall pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. People who give God the priority. I'm not saying you can go day and night. She was older. She could. And if you're older, you should. She prayed. And because both Simeon and Anna had prayed, they were able to see beyond the veils of humanity. This was a human scene. This was a Jewish practice. And yet they saw beyond the here and now. And it happened because they prayed. It happened because they were righteous. It happened because they had things in right order in their hearts. We need to ask ourselves, are my priorities right? She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward, at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Brothers and sisters, God wants to be revealed to us, but it takes us following the example of people like Simeon and Anna, who waited patiently, who waited through years, who watched and waited. Brothers and sisters, in our lifetime, he has come. The Lord did fulfill his promise. But it's also true that he is here among us. With God, there's no time. He is here right now as Savior and Messiah, lover of his people. He's here to take our sins away. He's here to heal us, to restore us. This is true. I base my life on it. I know it's true. Come to me. As one of the most plaintive cries I've heard in Scripture, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me. Don't look for the world's answers. Don't look for the world's solutions. Look to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. The rest of knowing that you're loved. The rest that comes from being on a firm path. The rest that comes from fulfilling the purpose for which you were created. Brothers and sisters, God loves you. Would you have been like Simeon or Anna in those days when all of that happened? How would you have been? What would you have done? Would you have recognized in this very ordinary couple, this poor couple, would you have been able to recognize royalty? Jesus is the only one who can give us those kinds of eyes to see and ears to hear. Anna, it tells us in Scripture, Anna never left the temple, worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer, and coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God. That's not a good translation. She did a lot more than give thanks. She danced. She sang. She rejoiced. She could not be quiet. She knew she was seeing the Messiah. May God give us that same faith and that same ability to penetrate beyond the guises of this world to see the eternal kingdom. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.